Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The 30 for 30 doc, long gone summer as a history tool, because where they needed B-roll to fill the gaps, you saw the renovated Wrigley and people in the stands wearing Ben Zobrist and Carlos Zambrano jersey. It was a fine documentary to relive the 98 season between Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, the editing choices. It was no Last Dance either. I think that we can all agree with that. But that summer, it's good to revisit it because Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, these guys brought people back at a time when a lot of fans had left the sport. And I was one of them. I talk a lot about this. Bart Winkler here on The Fan. The 94 strike ruined me as a baseball fan. Baseball, my first love. They go on strike. It's like the first time I realized, oh, it's not just a game. This is a business. And, you know, fans sometimes are the casualties of that. And then the home run chase in 98 brings people back on a national level. I mean, you had some of the guys in St. Louis on the documentary last night saying it was bigger than any World Series we've had around here when the Cubs and Cardinals played each other. Pat Hughes was there, voice of the Cubs. 670 The Score, our sister station, of course. People forget he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Pat, regarding that time, 94 they go on strike, 98 they come back. I didn't watch any baseball as growing up as a teenager because I was so mad about it. What was that period of time as desolate as I remember?
Well, I was into my career at that time, Bart, so I guess I had a different perspective. I had a family, two young children in 1994, and I was frankly concerned about my livelihood. So that's where my head was. Thankfully, Bud Selig, the owner of the ball club in Milwaukee, he continued to pay my salary, and so that was, on a personal note, that was a great relief. But I understand what you're saying. I was listening to your comments. I know that baseball lost a lot of goodwill and lost a lot of fans when the 1994 season was canceled and there was no World Series. It was really a horrendous thing to have happen. But it did come back. The players and owners got another agreement together in 1995 after a delay. The season started, I believe, in late April, if I'm not mistaken, and there has not been a labor stoppage since then. So that's been, 26, 25 years ago? But yeah, I think the home run chase of 1998 brought a lot of fans back, and I tell people, now that we know that Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and others were using performance-enhancing drugs, we did not know it at the time, so I did not go looking for it. I was just so happy to have baseball back, to have exciting baseball. Not only was there the story of the Sosa-McGwire home run chase here in Chicago, Bart, but also the Cubs were trying to nail down a playoff spot. And fans in Milwaukee know how exciting that has been these last few years with Christian Yelich and the Brewer Ball Club. So we had those dueling stories going on, home run chase and wild card chase. And it was thrilling, actually. Every single game meant something. It was fun. I know we brought a lot of fans back at that time. Nobody was thinking about steroids in 1998.
Yeah, talking with Pat Hughes here. And Pat, again, thank you for a couple minutes this morning. 670 The Score, voice of the Chicago Cubs, joining us on the Bart Winkler Show, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. That summer of 98, it's like with steroids, I understand that if they're against the laws, you shouldn't be taking them. But even in the documentary last night, it was an hour and 45 minutes of reliving the home run chase, really having a good time. And then it was almost like 15 minutes as to, well, you shouldn't really have enjoyed it because, you know, these guys were doing things that maybe they shouldn't have. I always say, when it comes to that year specifically, it doesn't matter to me what they were doing to hit those home runs, because I don't want to taint those memories. I had a kid who baseball is my first love. I completely hated the sport for 4 years, and then I fell back in love with it. And if those guys, you know, took a vitamin that helped them do it, Pat, that I don't care, really.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, Bart. I hear what you're saying. I didn't want there to be any problem with it because, again, it was such an exciting season. I saw Sammy Sosa hit 20 home runs in a single month.
Yeah.
That record had stood since 1937 when a guy named Rudy York had hit 20 home runs in August. Rudy was a rookie at the time, amazingly enough, when he hit 18 home runs. Sosa hits 20. There was one notion or one notation in the documentary last night, I believe it said, Sammy hit 21 home runs in a 22-game period. Now, that's hard to do in amateur ball. That's hard to do in sandlot ball with your buddies playing every summer day. 21 home runs in 22 games in the big leagues? Are you kidding me? So it was undeniably exciting. We saw Kerry Wood that same year strike out 20 members of the Astros. How about 20 strikeouts and no walks? And this was his fifth big league start. It was a very memorable baseball year in Chicago all the way around 1998. If you recall, if you're old enough, and Bart, I know you're probably not, Harry Carey passed away in spring of 1998, and Jack Brickhouse, another legendary baseball voice, passed away in August. So those two things happened. You had all kinds of exciting games, and since we're on the air in Milwaukee right now, I distinctly remember a three-game series between the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley Field in mid-September. It was the series in which Sammy Sosa would reach 60 home runs. He also hit 61 and 62. But imagine this, Bart. In the three games, the Brewers and Cubs combined for 72 runs. 72 runs in a three-game series. It was the most in any three-game series in the big leagues since, I believe, 1950, a series at Old Ebbets Field featuring the Brooklyn Dodgers, and I'm not sure who their opponent was. But it was an amazing season. All kinds of special things happened. The Cubs ended up tying the Giants on the final day for the wild card. This was in the days of one wild card, not two like we have today. The two teams played a one-game playoff at Wrigley Field. The Cubs won the ball game and made it to the playoffs. But prior to that wild card tiebreaker, the legendary Michael Jordan, wearing a Cubs jacket with the name Sosa on the back of it, threw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field. It was, again, just so many exciting things happened that I will never forget.
You know, watching the documentary, The Long Gone Summer, which aired over the weekend on ESPN, again, highlighting the chase of 98, Griffey was a part of that for a while, but really it was Sammy and it was Mark McGwire, and the two guys did contrast off each other, and Sammy was the more, you know, loose of the two, as we talked to Pat Hughes here, voice of the Cubs. And you watch that documentary, and as someone who was not in Chicago at the time, you're thinking, man, this guy's larger than life. You know, this is on the heels of the Jordan stuff. Jordan's out there, as you just mentioned, first Sammy. This guy's got to be like a folk hero. Why is he not regarded that way anymore? I never quite really understood that, how Cubs fans don't seem to embrace Sammy Sosa as much anymore.
I think some do, Bart. I think some don't. I think that he left under less than ideal circumstances, a little bit of a cloud of controversy when he did leave, and I think that probably has a lot to do with it. I think if the Cubs would have actually won a championship the way they did back in 2016 when Sammy Sosa was on the team, I think he would have been held in much higher regard. They only did make, they made two playoff appearances. I covered both of them in 1998 and again in 2003. They came very close to winning the pennant in 2003. Sosa was still part of the team at that time. I've often thought that had they gone all the way with Sammy as the leader, that he would have been a much larger icon. He was gigantic as it is, but he would have been up in that category with Ernie Banks and Ron Santo and Billy Williams and Ryan Sandberg had the Cubs won a World Series when he was here. I firmly believe that. And he was an amazing player to watch. He really was. He had charisma. He loved playing the game. And the ball just jumped off his bat. Now, was he using performance-enhancing drugs? It's never been officially proved, but the great suspicion is, yes, that he was. When you look at his body size on video that year, as opposed to about 4 or 5 years previous, he obviously was doing something. But I'll tell you what, I never had one problem with him. He was a gamer. He was a worker. He took extra batting practice every day. He was ready to play. He never took days off. He hustled when he hit ground balls to short or ground balls back to the mound. It's hard for me to think of anything negative to say about Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa, as we talked to Pat Hughes, 670 The Score, Sammy was on 670 The Score Monday morning and had this to say, among other things.
I don't want to get in other people's business, but when I'm talking about myself, I never take passive, you know what I mean? I'm always, you know, play every day. I play 162 games pretty much every day. I was healthy pretty much most of the time. If you look at my record, you know, I did it in the field. I you know, let's see. I mean, it's a question that I, you know, that I see what happened. You know, I haven't test passed it. So pretty much based it to that, my case is not too hard to deal with.
So he never tested positive. He talked also, and we'll hear more from this, but he talked about it on the documentary last night, about maybe his spot in the Hall of Fame. Do you, Pat, do you look at these guys as they should be there? Ultimately, I think that with the Hall of Fame, I have a 10-month-old son. If I take him to Cooperstown someday, I would like to tell him the story of baseball on the field. I think if you do things off the field, you know, it's part of it, but the Hall of Fame should be the best accomplishments on the field. And even if he may have used some stuff to help him, it still, to me, is a Hall of Fame career.
You know, it's a very complicated question. I'm not sure I can even answer that one, Bart, and I'll tell you why. Some guys, let's take Sosa, McGuire, let's take Roger Clemens to get a pitcher into the discussion, too. The question to me is, had they not taken any performance-enhancing drugs, what would their numbers have been? Would they have been good enough or close enough to make the Hall of Fame? I don't know how you can answer that. I don't know exactly when these guys took the drugs, and I don't know what exact effect. For example, Sosa hit 66 home runs in 1998. How many would he have hit had he not taken them? I don't know how you answer that question. Therefore, I don't know how you answer the question, does he belong in the Hall of Fame? People much smarter than me would probably be better equipped to answer that. I do remember a comment Bob Costas made last night, and he said, the statistics put up by guys who used the steroids and the performance-enhancing drugs, the statistics are inauthentic. And I thought that was a pretty good way to put it. They were inauthentic, meaning they were not legitimate. But I don't know how you separate and determine the difference in the numbers, whether you use them or whether you didn't use them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is a I mean, there's a lot of places you can go with that one, and it's an interesting conversation for sure, and one that will keep sports radio alive for a long time, definitely. Pat, I did want to ask you, too, because it was very interesting to see this story being told at this time, where there were years where baseball fans walked away because there was a lack of baseball. And right now we have a lack of baseball. And it, you know, while it's not a labor stoppage and there's still this pandemic, baseball isn't not returning because of that, it seems. It's returning because these guys can't agree on how much the players should be getting paid. And I worry that we're going to go through something like that again. Ultimately, you know, Brewers Cubs play in a month. I'm watching it on TV. How do I not? I love this sport. I love the team. But I do wonder about the more casual fans, even casual fans that became more diehard fans. You know, anytime you have a stoppage in anything, I think the return is hard.
I'm not sure what the question is from that statement, Bart, but I think...
There really wasn't one. I was just rambling.
Uh-huh. I think the... I do that. We have time to fill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think when you look at the players and the owners, you've got a classic tug of war. You've got the strongest union, literally the strongest union in the history of the world. The average Major League Baseball player, the average, makes over $4 million. There's no other union ever that can say that. And then on the other hand, you've got the owners, many of whom are billionaires, starting with a B. So you've got a classic tug of war, a lot of big boys battling over big, big money, much larger than anything I can even comprehend. So it's a complicated thing, and I hope they can work it out. I think that there will be baseball regardless, because the commissioner said so a few nights ago. He said, regardless, guaranteed 100%, there will be baseball in this summer of 2020. But I think everyone in the game would be much more comfortable if indeed there was an agreement between the players and owners before they started playing. Right now, there is none.
Pat, appreciate you letting us pick your brain for a little bit. Keep up the good work, and we hope we can hear you calling games soon.
Thanks, Bart. I agree, and thanks for having me on.
Pat Hughes, voice of the Cubs, 670 The Score, our sister station, hashtag people forget. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.